He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. It's Friday. It's July the 5th. I think I'm the only guy working in my building. It's just me and the janitor today. But I'm here. I walked by the Morgan Stanley office where about 50 brokers work. There's not one person working today. So if you think they're watching your account, ha, I got news for you. Well, I'm here today watching your account. Let's see what the market is doing here so far. Okay, we had a little bit of static there. The market's got, well, you know what? It opened real strong here this morning, and it's fading. We're up 46 points. We're at 15,035. The S&P is up about 6 right now. It's at 1,621. The NASDAQ is up 13. The NASDAQ is at 3,457. Oh my gosh, I did not see this until just now. The 10-year yield, 2.69. Are you kidding? Up 19 basis points. I don't have the reason why. We'll find out. Oh, I know the reason why. It was the jobs numbers. They were hotter than expected. Now the Fed's going to have to taper sooner rather than later. At least that's how the market reads that, the bond market in particular. Gold, have I kept you out of the gold market? Are you glad I've kept you out of the gold market? Gold is down $38 per ounce. $12.13 is where gold is at. Oil is up 58 cents to $101.82. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, do we have a lot of cross currents taking place in the market right now. The two biggest stories here right now are the bond market and the gold market. And you can also throw in the oil market. Well, I told you, look, 4th of July, vacation season. Did I not tell you that oil prices were headed higher? Did I not tell you that gasoline prices were headed higher? Well, now we've got oil at $101.82 per barrel. I did a look, however, at a lot of oil stocks over the last several days, trying to find something that really looked interesting. I found a couple, and that was about it, and I didn't find anything to really get me excited enough to go add any oil stocks to my portfolio. I believe I currently own two oil stocks, oil-related stocks, and that's it. I don't know if this oil is a temporary thing that's trading off of Egypt, if it's a seasonal thing. I just don't know that oil is going to continue to move higher here. Having said that, you know, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll keep an eye on the fundamentals of oil. We'll keep an eye on the chart of oil, and we'll see. But right now, I don't see any real compelling buys there in the oil market. We have gold also. Big story. Why is gold sinking? Why is gold now $1,213 per ounce? I'll tell you why. You know, if it wasn't bad enough already for gold, which keeps looking for inflation, which keeps looking for a weak dollar and can't find it anywhere. I mean, it has looked everywhere for inflation and a weak dollar, and it can't find it anywhere. Now, to add insult to injury, now you've got the Fed with the word taper. Gold likes money printing. Gold likes ad infinitum money printing. And now gold sees an end to the golden rainbow. It didn't even go up during this time that we were money printing, did it? So So not a good sign at all for the gold market. 1 year ago, the app told me to get out of the gold, and look at what gold has done since then. $1,213. It's just a matter of time before it's under $1,200 per ounce. Of course, the other big story is the bond market. Okay, all you asset allocators out there, I know your guy tells you that you're 68 years old, that you should have 68% of your portfolio in the bond market. Did he also tell you to stand on the railroad tracks and try to stop a freight train coming your way? That makes about as much sense to me. Obviously, I'm not a fan of asset allocation. Well, I wrote an article about a argument against asset allocation. And I went through all the reasons, and I went through the bond market and how it was inevitable. It was inevitable that the bond market was going to get crushed. And the bond market got crushed. And it continues to get crushed. And I had was interviewed by Reuters. Oh, so you're a bear, huh, on the bond market? Yeah, I am. The only way you could be bullish on bonds is if you see interest rates continuing to come down over the next 3 to 5 years. How in the world is that going to happen? What happens when the Fed steps away? What do interest rates really belong right now, right? So, you know, to me, if you're still riding in the bond market, here's the funny thing, too. Here's the interesting thing about all of this. Most people think they're safe in the bond market. I've had many people come to me and say, you know, you're mostly a stock guy. Stocks are risky. I've got a guy that's going to build a bond ladder for me. A ladder to the stars, a stairway to heaven. Well, you know what people are finding out? People, here's a double whammy that I've seen some people make. They got whacked in the stock market before, and so they said, I'll never go back in the stock market again. And now they're heavily loaded up in the bond market. And guess what? They're getting whacked again. But they're not going to go back to the stock market. It was scary the first time around. Well, I've said many times, I would rather own a regional bank like OKeyCorp out of Chicago, KeyBank, rather than a bond. I would rather own a bank paying a dividend that's going to benefit. Banks will benefit from rising interest rates. Bonds suffer mightily from rising interest rates. So it's your choice. I mean, if you have a money manager that says, you know, I was taught a 3-week course on asset allocation by my firm. I enter your age into my computer, and out comes an asset allocation model, and even tells me the mutual funds that I should put you in. Well, you know, here's another issue that I have. Mutual funds. Mutual funds stay 100% invested through thick or thin. You're not going to see the Fidelity low-price stock fund start raising cash when things get a little dicey in the market. You're not going to see the T. Rowe Price New Horizons fund start raising cash or moving to the sidelines when things get a little bit dicey in the market, are you? Absolutely not. They stay fully invested. You're not going to see the Lord Abbott Bond Fund start raising cash when interest rates start to rise. No. You know what? That guy that manages that fund, he's got to sit there and head right into the storm. He knows it's coming. He sees it. And he's got to go dead ahead, straight into the storm. Does that make any sense to you? I don't know. I mean, your only choice with the mutual fund is to be all in or all out. And then you have to call the shots. And inevitably, you're going to be all out when you should be all in, and you're going to be all in when you should be all out. And you repeat until broke, right? That's what a lot of people do in the market. You know what? You have to take it a day at a time. You have to know where the leading asset classes are. I tell you right here on the, whether you agree with me or not, it's still stocks. And it's domestic stocks. It's not foreign stocks at all. China's down 20% this year. Latin America's down 16% this year. The emerging markets have been clobbered this year. But guess what? Stocks continue to do well. They continue to be the best game in town. More specifically, not the big blue chip stocks, not the large caps, more specifically the mid caps and the small caps. Now, I'll be publishing my newsletter again this weekend. Be putting a lot of time into it. I'll be listing those asset classes, those sectors where you want to be, how much cash you want to have right now. You'd like to get in on the weekly newsletter mailing list? Just go to my website at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know what? I put up the yellow flag 5 weeks ago on the market. I've talked about it numerous times. As to the reason why, I don't like the fact that a seven-month uptrend has come to an end here, even though the big picture, the four-and-a-half-year primary trend remains up. We're still in a bull market. But within a bull market, you have pullbacks. You have corrections. You have consolidations. And eventually, inevitably, you have the end to that bull market. So every time you go through a consolidation or a pullback, obviously, you have to raise your antennas. You have to put out the radar. You have to really be vigilant. You have to really look the market over, well, especially the stocks that you own and the sectors and the asset classes, because one of these times, the correction, the consolidation is going to turn into a bear. And we don't want to have, we don't want to be fully invested in the market when that happens. So I manage my portfolio one stock, one asset class at a time. Number two, in addition to the fact that the seven-month bull market has now come, or the seven-month uptrend has now come to an end, we're in a consolidation, I don't like the chart that the S&P has been drawing. I don't like the chart at all. And I don't like the distribution that's taking place on the S&P 500. What's causing it? Oh, that's simple. Rising interest rates. That's scaring the market. Can this economy absorb? Is it ready to stand on its own two feet and absorb rising interest rates? Rising interest rates ripple throughout the economy. Rising interest rates ripple throughout the housing market. And believe me, there are a lot of ancillary jobs and companies that are related to the housing market. I've always said that the housing and construction industry are about half of our economy. It seems like it's pretty hard to have a really robust economy without rebounding home prices and people putting money into their homes and doing improvements and hiring people to do improvements and headed to the home improvement stores. It just kind of ripples through the economy. And those low interest rates have been feeding, have been juicing that housing industry, that construction industry. And that's about the only place we're getting growth from right now. You take away that, you take away the rise in people's home prices right now. Are you getting big raises at work? Is your business robust? Mine is robust. I mean, I'm lucky, all right? I'm in a good area of the economy right now. But other folks that I talk to, I have friends that are in the fishing business, charter boats. They depend upon a robust economy. When I ask them, is it a robust economy? They say, no way. A friend that owns a big tackle shop here in San Diego, one of the biggest ones, outfits all the long-range boats and whatnot. Is fishing robust right now? Or not fishing. Is the economy robust right now? No, it's not. It's not a robust economy. Now, you take away those low interest rates, and what becomes of this economy? That's why the market, all of a sudden, instead of having the wind in our face, at our backs, we have the wind in our face, don't we? So we have to be really cautious right now. Now, 2 weeks ago, I put up a red flag in the market. Why? Because the Fed got even a little bit more specific on this word, taper. They're going to taper probably sooner rather than later. And that's cast a chill on the market right now. It made the bond market absolutely cringe and crawl back into its bearish hole where bears hibernate. They don't hibernate, they go down. The bond market is getting clobbered. Gold is getting clobbered. The stock market is holding up so far, but we're now in the eighth week of a downtrend. I'll be writing about that in my newsletter this weekend. You have to be really, really cautious right now. Markets don't go up forever. We're spoiled. 7 months will do that to you. 7 months of market going up every single month. We never had three straight days of down market. We forgot what it was like. We forgot that it can happen, and it does happen all the time. But we got really spoiled. Now, we've got that cold bucket of water in our face. We got a wake-up call from the Fed. Hey, you guys over there, splash, cold water all in our face. I'm going to start taking away this punch bowl that's been feeding the economy, that's been feeding this market. So now we have a completely new paradigm that we have to deal with in the market. You now have a rising interest rate environment. Now, a lot of areas of the market, and this is taking a look at the big picture in the economy. At any given time, no matter what the economy is doing, if the financials are crashing back in 2008, if the techs are crashing back in 2001, if housing's going down in 2007, if interest rates are all of a sudden rising, those are the conditions, that's the hand that you're dealt to deal with. Now, you have to ask yourself, okay, given this hand that I am dealing with right now, does it make any sense to keep doing the same thing that you've been doing? You know, I talked with the fishing guide about this the other day. I like to use fishing analogies because really there's a lot of tie-in between fishing and the stock market. He says people will catch fish for several days in one spot because the fish are feeding on, let's say, threadfin shad. So they're using lures that look like threadfin shad, and they're cleaning up. And then they go back the next day, do the same thing, and they don't catch anything. Why? Because the conditions have changed. Who knows what has changed? Something has changed, and you have to adapt to those conditions. You got to figure out where they went, what they're feeding on, and you have to adapt and change your presentation of the lures or the bait that you're offering those fish, right? Well, the market has a completely different, the environment changed within the last 6 or 7 weeks. Ever since the Fed mentioned the word taper, we have a completely different environment in the market. Now, where's the best places to invest? Is it the bond market? Are you kidding? In a rising interest rate environment, you have to be nuts to be standing there in the bond market and still invested. How about emerging markets? No way. They continue to get crushed. How about gold? No way. The dollar printing press seemingly is coming to an end here soon at a theater near you. That's causing gold to get crushed. The stock market's still the best place to be, but the leadership in the market is so narrow. The alternative is you have to be in the very strongest stocks or you have to be in cash. Take your pick. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Okay, the leadership in the market is really, really narrow. Now, I'm able to find enough here, still continuing to go up almost every day in the portfolios that I manage. My aggressive growth account is doing great right now. And I look at the stocks that I own every day, and they're holding up just fine. You can see what I own in my newsletter, pwstreet.com. I send it out every week, totally, completely transparent. One of the stocks that I currently own, and it continues to hold up just fine, is Tremus Corporation, TRS. Now, see, I don't know. I've watched the financial shows for 27 years or however they've been on. I don't ever remember seeing Tremus Corporation on there. Not once. Maybe it has. But, you know, I see Cisco all the time, and I see BlackBerry, and I see Apple talked about all the time, and on and on and on and on. What's a Tremus? Well, it's a manufacturing and distribution company that really been performing well lately. They manufacture engineering components for the aerospace, the oil industry, the towing industry, and it manufactures containers for the packaging industry. Now, let's stop just for a minute there. Aerospace is one of the top sectors in the market right now. They have exposure there. Oil's $101 a barrel right now. Tremus has exposure there. Container board stocks have been on fire recently. Just look at a few others like Packaging Corp of America, PKG. You'll see what I'm talking about. They have exposure to three of the hottest areas in the market right now. Okay, we take a look first at the performance of the stock. The stock has been performing very, very well. You know that that's one of the requirements that I have for the stocks that I own. Tremus Corp has been clobbering the market for a long, long time. It's clobbered the market over the last 10 years. It's clobbered the market over the last 5 years. It's clobbered the market over the last 3 years, 1 year. Big time. It passes the performance test. In fact, as I look at all the other stocks that it competes against, not only in its space, but also in the overall market, Tremus Corp gets a performance grade of B+. It gets a valuation grade of A, or a momentum grade of A. It's one of the strongest stocks in the entire market, which brings up a point here, all right? That's all you should own right now. Are the very strongest stocks in the market. You have a market that is now consolidating. You have a market that now is in its, what, eighth week of a consolidation here, seventh week of a consolidation. But if your stock is still holding up, that's okay. You want to hang on to that stock, okay? And as I look at Tremus Corp, I look at the performance numbers are still there. I mean, the stock is up 83% over the last 12 months. The market's only up 23%. Over the last 3 years, look at Tremus. It's averaged 32.5% per year. Over the last 3 years, the market's only averaged 13.9% per year. Tremus has tremendous performance. Another thing that's important is I always look at the neighborhood that a stock comes from. Look at Rock 10. Rock Tennessee Corp, another one that competes with Tremus. It's hitting new highs too. There's not a whole lot of container board stocks, but they're all hitting new highs right now. We're shopping in the right neighborhood. Have you ever seen, I heard about every once in a while, some guy will be up at the plate in baseball, and they'll say, this guy played on his high school team where these three guys, it'd be like three stars, you know, they were all on the same high school team. Well, they must have a pretty good baseball program there. They must have a pretty good coach there to attract players like that. Now they're all pros. It's good to shop in the right neighborhoods. In fact, you know what? Here's a statistic for you. I heard this yesterday. I didn't realize this. You know, we broadcast in the states all across the country, but you know what state puts the most baseball players into the major leagues? American state. It's California. California puts more pro players into the MLB than any other state. So that's why, you know, the scouts are here scouting our high school, scouting our junior highs, scouting our little leagues, scouting our junior colleges, scouting our colleges. And, of course, a lot of big stars have come from California over the years. They know a good neighborhood to shop in. Right now, the container board stocks, which are really exciting. Okay, now here's the irony. You want to hear the irony of all of this? Go to Amazon.com, or let's just say you're in the market for a new computer, a new laptop. You're going to get a laptop from Dell. You're going to get their latest model. Do you realize that the box that the laptop comes in, the cardboard box, those stocks are doing better than the Dell that makes the computer, the contents that are inside that cardboard? You throw the cardboard away. The Dell computer could change your life or bring many functions into your life, help you run multi-million dollar businesses. You throw the container board in the trash. Yet I would own Tremus in a minute over Dell. Dell's one of the worst stocks that you could possibly own. How about Hewlett Packard? How about that printer? Boy, you open up that box and that printer, you pull that thing out. Oh, boy, is that pretty. Look at all the bells and whistles and buttons, and you plug it in and it's ready to go. And the box goes into the trash. The box stock, Packaging Corp of America, Rock, Tennessee, Tremus Corp, they're flying. They're hitting new highs. Hewlett Packard sucks. Irony, isn't it? Anyways, Tremus Corp is a small cap stock. That's a good neighborhood to shop in. It's an aggressive growth stock. That's a good neighborhood to shop in. What's lagging the market right now? What's lagging the market right now are large cap lumbering companies. They had a good year in 2010. In the last 2 years, it's been all about small caps. Now, performance is one thing. Okay, Gunderson, I get the point. Keep the cardboard, throw away the computer. Yeah, your cat can crawl in and out of it and everything. My cat, when we get something new and there's a box in the house, that cat will, oh my gosh, that's like going to Disneyland to have a new box in the house. Yeah, the container stock I would invest in a minute, a second, over the computer stock. Okay, performance is one thing. Valuation's another thing. I spent some years on Wall Street valuing companies, writing up research reports. Not a lot of them. I did enough to learn, you know, that I didn't really like doing this. I would rather manage money than write up the research reports. But valuation is a big critical part to a stock analysis. Valuation is absolutely key. What are we looking at a valuation right now on Tremus, TRS? Well, forward PE is a good start. What's the forward PE? What's the current price of the stock divided by next year's earnings estimates? Well, the forward PE right now is 13.4. The market forward PE is closer to 17.4. This stock is trading currently at a steep discount to the market. That's no guarantee of anything, but it's a good criteria to not be paying up for your stock. The PEG ratio, well, that's, we take now the forward PE, and now we're going to look at the growth rate of the stock. The growth rate's been about 30% per year. In other words, this stock is trading at about one half of what its growth rate is. In fact, the PEG ratio shows 0.44. It's trading at just less than one half its growth rate. It passes the value test. Lastly is that chart. Well, you can look at a chart of the stocks of computers, Hewlett Packard, Dell, Apple, etc. Instead, look at the box that the computers come in. I know it's crazy. I own the stock and it's hitting new highs. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes. In the High Calling, of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And again, this weekend I'll be sending out my newsletter, which has an aggressive growth portfolio that's flying so far this year. You can see what's in it. I think there's currently about 22, 23 stocks and maybe about 20% cash. I have a conservative growth portfolio for those of you little more on the conservative side. You won't find any bonds in it. You won't find any gold or mining stocks. And you won't find any international or emerging market stocks. It's domestic. That's the place to be right now. I have an income portfolio. Man, I think I found some really good ones here recently. Thinking outside the box, stocks that pay dividends, that are benefiting from this economy that we're in currently. And they're non-bond related. They're not interest rate sensitive. That's the trick right now to investing for income. Take a look at my income portfolio. I also have a mutual fund model portfolio. If that's not enough, we have that mutual fund for you 401k investors, because I know that covers a lot of you. A lot of folks have money in their 401ks at work. And that's where their dough is. That's where the dough is stashed. And they've got to invest it wisely. And I try to keep you on track there. I'm going to make a new buy this week in the mutual fund arena. We're going to target an area that is really benefiting and rocking and rolling right now because of rising interest rates. Okay, I'm going to do one more stock here. We also always do a featured stock of the week. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, and sign up for a four-week trial to the newsletter. All right, one of the areas of the economy that's booming right now, it's come back in popularity. I remember when this industry almost died back in the 70s when we had long waits for gasoline. You remember the rationing? What was that all about? Were we running out of gas? I mean, it seems like we've had plenty since then. I don't know. The games people play. Well, and then when gas gets up above $5 a gallon, this industry suffers. But this industry is thriving right now. It's the RV industry. I currently own in my small cap aggressive growth accounts two RV stocks. Well, hey, I don't care what they do for a living. If they're good stocks, I want them in my portfolio. If they're best stocks, those are the ones I look at. Why is an RV stock a best stock right now? The name of the company is Drew Industries, DW. It is a small cap domestic stock headquartered in White Plains, New York. They're a leading supplier to the RV and manufactured home industry of parts, accessories, pieces of the puzzle. They have a long-standing strategy of market share growth, new product introductions, accretive acquisitions, and operational efficiencies. In other words, it's a well-run company. It's a small-cap domestic stock. Small-cap domestic stocks continue to be one of the only sweet spots in the entire investing world right now. That and mid caps. Anything else is pretty much forget about it. Bonds, gold, international, forget about it. Commodities, forget about it. Stay away. If you're going to be invested, this is the one or two areas that still remains viable. Over the last 5 years, this stock has delivered 20% per year. The market's delivered 4% per year, five times the returns of the market, this little RV supplier. Over the last 3 years, 32% per year, the market 13.7. Over the last 12 months, this stock's up 58% while the market's up 22%. Clobbered the market. Performance grade, A-. This is one of the top performing stocks on the market. an RV small cap domestic company. Well, the momentum grade, A minus. It passes the performance test. Valuation. I'm one of the few guys that I know. In fact, if you know another guy that combines performance with value, let me know about him. We'll check out, see if we're coming up with the same stocks. We've got to look at the value side of the equation. Door number two. The stock's currently trading at 15 times forward earnings. That's a discount to the overall market. When I take the earnings estimates for next year, which are currently at, where are those earnings estimates here? $2.70, and I grow them by 15% per year. And then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for this stock. I come up with a $73 target price 5 years from now. That gives the stock almost 80% upside potential. Okay, we peek behind door number one. The performance test. Bingo. We have a stock that's one of the top performing stocks in the market. A minus grade. A momentum grade. Now we take a look at the next door. Door number two. We open up door number two and we look inside at the valuation of the stock. Bingo. We have a stock that meets my valuation criteria. And what's door number three? It's that visual. It's that visual look at that all-important stock chart. Is it in a downtrend? Is it in a sideways trend? Is it in an uptrend? Oh, it just broke out. That's the best trend of all. Just broke out and is climbing and hopefully has begun a new uptrend. Tremus passes all three of my tests. Out of 3,403 stocks that I follow, TRS, or DW, True Industries, comes in at number 87. True Industries, again, is a small-cap domestic stock that makes parts and stuff for RVs. Really exciting. Really, really exciting. You know what? Sometimes some of the best stocks in the market are the most unexciting stocks in the market. Now, I don't know what you're invested in. I don't know what your guy has you in. In the last several months, I think a lot of professional money managers, I think a lot of stock brokers, I think a lot of investment financial advisors have made some huge mistakes. They've continued to keep people in the bond market. If you're in the bond market, you've been whacked, I'd be pretty upset. If you're in the international markets or gold, I'd be pretty upset. If you'd like for us to take a look at your portfolio, pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.